Give me 30 minutes, and I will show you the exact point where your life divided into what you are living and what you were meant to live. 30 minutes, that is all I ask. Not because my words hold magic, but because your mind has reached the place where it can no longer remain as it is.
How many of you have ever felt trapped by your past? Like every mistake, every failure, every heartbreak was etched into who you are, destined to define you forever. I'm here to tell you something that can change the trajectory of your life. Something so powerful, it might just shake you to your core.
I'm gonna tell you something, brothers. If you don't do it in 2026, you're just not gonna do it. I think we can all agree to that. I think we can all agree that, you know what? After 2026, I'm gonna stop losing sleep over this. I'm gonna stop setting my resolutions. If you don't do it in 2026, brother, you just not gonna do it.
And I wanted to talk to you about this idea of focus.
Sure.
And how important you think it is for mastery.
Yeah.
I meet so many young people who will say to me, oh, I'm doing this little crypto thing here, and I've got this hair business here, and I've got this other thing here. What would you say to those people that are trying to become a master in this world as it relates to focus?
It's funny because I'm helping the son of an old friend of mine who's got that problem. He's incredibly successful. I hope he's not listening to this. He's 20 years old. He's very wealthy. He's done amazing things. But he's one of those people who spread himself out to all these different things. And I can't find a through line what connects them all except making money and having connections and stuff. And it's very alluring in this world, particularly, you know, where there's so many possibilities where you can get on the internet, you can learn this, that, the other. People are doing these things. You can get into crypto. You know, you can, you know, start your own business here. You can get into the health and fitness world. You can, and then later on, try to figure out how to connect them all. But life doesn't work like that. That's not how the brain functions. That's not what we were meant for, because it doesn't start from you.
Most men never encounter such a moment. They drift through decades believing time is abundant, believing change will come later, believing the future will appear without a corresponding decision. But there comes a day, a rare day, when a man realizes that the next step he takes will either elevate him or condemn him to repetition. If you are hearing this, that day has arrived. Pause for a moment and ask yourself a simple question. What if these next 30 minutes become the border between the life you tolerate and the life you were designed to build? What if you are standing at the doorway of a transformation so profound that even your past cannot recognize you afterward? Do not dismiss the thought. Possibility often enters quietly, disguised as a whisper, disguised as a tug in the chest, disguised as the strange sense that something in your life is unfinished. You have felt it for years, haven't you? That subtle ache that reminds you you were not born merely to survive your days, but to command them. Let me tell you why these 30 minutes matter. You have lived most of your life reacting. Reacting to fear, reacting to bills, reacting to opinions, reacting to the circumstances that surrounded you. But inside you exists a force that has never been given a chance to speak. Not fear, not habit, but will.
You are not your past. No matter what's written in the chapters behind you, you hold the pen right now. You have the power, the clarity, and the energy to rewrite your story starting today. The pain you've endured, the regrets that haunt you, they do not have to be your legacy, they can be your launch pad. The question is, will you take that leap? Will you stand up and say, I am not who I was yesterday, I am the architect of tomorrow. Tonight, I want you to feel the electricity in that possibility, the freedom in that choice, and the unstoppable force that rises when you decide to claim your life and your story as your own. Every moment of our lives, we are faced with choices. Choices about how we think, how we respond, and how we move forward. One of the most powerful realizations a person can have is that their past does not dictate their future, because at any given moment, they hold the ultimate power of choice. Too often, people allow their past mistakes, failures, or circumstances to define them, to tell them who they are and what they can achieve. But the truth is, the only thing that truly defines a person is what they do with the present moment, the decisions they make today. and the actions they take toward the life they desire. This empowerment through choice is not abstract or theoretical. It is a practical, tangible force that can transform every aspect of a person's life. When you understand that you can choose your response to any situation, that you can choose to step into growth instead of stagnation, you begin to reclaim authority over your own story.
Because it can't get any easier to do it than it is now. You know what I'm saying? Ever since 2020 and since the 19 and everything started changing, everybody knew they had to make the move. And everybody started putting things on paper. This is what I have to do to make this quantum leap. 2023, 2024, 2025, it should have been done at the latest. But if you don't do it in 2026, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's never going to get easier than it is right now to make any kind of transition. You got the whole World Wide Web. You got social media. You got YouTube. You got Bitcoin going on. You got all. It's a million and one things for a man to get it out the mud if he really wants to. But if he doesn't do it now, man, he's just talking. And I'm going to say this, man, if you're just going to talk, you're better off just saying, hey, you know what? After 2026, I'm not even going to make any more resolutions. I'm going to stop journaling. I'm going to stop vision boards, the whole shebang. I'm just going to live my life in comfort and stop raising this imaginary bar, man. Think about this, man. And this is what I think about sometimes. Think about your grandparents, or if your grandparents are still alive, your great-grandparent, whatever. Think about the people that, because this is what I think about a lot. Think about the people that didn't have the opportunity that you have. Think about the people, not even your grandparents, just people in general, that had a voice, but had no platforms to put it on. Or think about the people that had all this knowledge but didn't have access to write books because there were so many middlemen, or make movies or small films because there were so many middlemen, or couldn't start that small shop because you had to have all these business licenses and all this kind of stuff. Think about what they were going through now. If they had any idea of what life was like right now, and they saw you just sitting on your ass making vision boards, bro, they would be doing donuts in their graves, man.
The whole thing has to start from you. It can't start from the world. It can't start from what other people are doing. It can't start from what's sexy. It has to come from within. If it doesn't come from within, then you're going to be floundering for years and years and years. And so what I've done with this young person, whose name I won't mention but I love dearly, is, what is it that really is in your heart? What is it that you really, really love? How can we connect this crypto with this media business that you're starting, with the sports world that you're starting, with this fitness thing? What connects them all, you know? And to me, I was getting the sense, we haven't solved it yet, but he's kind of excited by celebrities and by that world. And that's fine. I think there's nothing wrong with that. So I'd say, well, maybe what connects all this is the film business, right? Because the film business is pretty wide ranging. To be a producer, to raise money, you're dealing with all kinds of different people. You're networking, you're meeting starlets, you know, it's a glamorous life, but it's focused, okay? So, you know, when you focus on something, the world just kind of opens up, but you have to be focusing on the right thing. So if you were meant to be a writer and then you decide because you want money to go into law school and then you focus very deeply on law school, what will happen is for a year or two, you'll be able to skid by, but then the wheels will start going slower and slower because you're not interested in it. You're not connected to it. You get bored and your focus will start falling to pieces. But if it's something you love, you can focus on that for 7, 8, 10, 12 years and never get bored.
From observing a certain family member of mine do a very similar thing, part of it as well is that when she would start one pursuit, starting X business, it would get hard, as it always does. And when you look over at the person across the road, they seem to be having a much easier life with their thing, or with their crypto or with their whatever.
Yeah.
And they tell you the story of how much money they've made and how easy it was, whatever. So you get tempted into believing that the grass is greener. You pursue that. So now you're doing two things. Now your first thing starts to suffer.
Yeah.
And I think especially in the early season of life, when you don't have Elon Musk resources, much of the game is focusing enough on one thing to build those resources so that you have the chance of being able to do it more than one thing or spreading your bets a bit more. But in that first season, when you're in resource accumulation phase, I think my early investors in my company, I remember one day emailing my first investor, who's a very successful man, and saying, I've got an idea. And it was an idea other than the one he'd invested in. And I remember the email, I was 18 years old, and he hit me so hard on that email. He was like, if you don't focus on one thing, you will never ever
be successful. Were the one that was interested in this other
thing. Yeah, I was trying to...
He was the one,
Yeah, so my investor, he was a very successful man, and I emailed him this other idea, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah.
And he sent me this email back, which was like being hit by a whip. And he was like, if you don't focus on one thing now, you will never be successful. Because also you rob yourself, as you said, of the chance of accumulating deep skills.
Yeah.
Will that has been buried beneath doubt, yet has never died. These 30 minutes are the first crack in that burial. Through that crack, your real power begins to rise. Think back to the last time you felt certain you were made for more. The feeling was there for only a moment, and then life swallowed it. You returned to old routines, old beliefs, old limitations. But the feeling has returned today, and it will not leave you in peace until you act. You are not here by accident. You are here because something in your spirit demanded a turning point. You may not know how to change your life. You may not know where to start. You may feel surrounded by responsibilities, pressure, and fear. But none of that prevents transformation. The only requirement is that you decide. But here is the truth most men never hear. A decision is not a thought. It is not a wish. It is not a promise made in moments of emotion. A decision is a command issued to your future. A command that refuses retreat. A command that seals the door behind you, so you cannot drift back into the man you were. For 30 minutes, I will ask you to step into that command. Before we go further, understand what is at stake. If you listen carelessly, nothing changes. You will return to your day unchanged, repeating the same patterns, shrinking beneath the same doubts, living beneath your capability. 1 year from now, 5 years from now, 10, you will wonder where the time went. You will wonder why nothing shifted. You will wonder what you might have become if you had listened differently. But if you listen with intent, if you listen as a man ready to reclaim his strength, these words will not merely inspire you. They will awaken the part of you that knows how to build a new life from the inside outward. Let me show you a scene. Picture yourself 1 year from today. You wake with calm certainty instead of dread. Your work produces results instead of exhaustion. Your home is filled with stability instead of silent pressure. Your income rises because you rise. Your days carry purpose. Your nights carry peace. Nothing around you has become easier, but you have become stronger, clearer, and more definite. That is the life that begins in these 30 minutes. You do not need luck to achieve it. You need obedience to the law that governs achievement. The law that states your results are the precise reflection of your mental definiteness. The law that transforms desire into power and power into action and action into fortune. But understand this also. The law does not respond to the man who drifts. It responds to the man who decides. So ask yourself, have you truly decided, or have you merely hoped? Have you lived as a creator or as a reactor? Have you commanded your days, or have you waited for them to improve on their own? These questions will follow you if you ignore them. They will echo at every moment of quiet. They will haunt you because they carry the truth you have long avoided. But if you face them now, within these minutes, you will cut the rope that ties you to your old self. There's something you have always known. Deep down, beyond fear and beyond noise, you know that you are capable of greatness far beyond what you have allowed yourself to pursue.
You no longer need to carry the weight of yesterday's failures or yesterday's labels. Instead, you can consciously decide to act differently, to think differently, and to become different. Choice is where freedom lives. The moment you acknowledge that you are not a passive participant in your life, but the active creator, everything changes. Every thought you nurture, every habit you cultivate, and every goal you pursue becomes a deliberate act of creation rather than a reaction to circumstance. This is why people who embrace their power to choose rise above situations that might have defeated them in the past. They understand that external events, no matter how challenging or painful, are not destiny. They are opportunities for deliberate action and growth. To harness this power, you must first recognize the stories you are telling yourself about who you are. Are you defining yourself by the setbacks you've endured, the criticisms you've received, or the limitations others have placed on you? Or are you defining yourself by the decisions you are willing to make right now, in this very moment, to step into a version of yourself that aligns with your true potential? Every choice carries weight. Choosing courage over fear, persistence over surrender, and action over passivity shifts the trajectory of your life in ways that are both profound and lasting.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And the remarkable truth is that you don't need to wait for circumstances to be perfect, for confidence to magically appear, or for conditions to align. You can choose right now to think differently, to act differently, and to create momentum toward the life you want. Every decision, no matter how small it seems, compounds over time, shaping habits, shaping character, and ultimately shaping destiny. People who understand the power of choice are never victims, because they know that while they cannot always control what happens to them, they can always control how they respond, and that control is where real power resides. The ability to choose is the first step toward breaking free from the chains of the past and stepping into a life of possibility and intentional creation, where the only limits are the ones you impose on yourself. Too many people live their lives bound by invisible chains, chains forged from the beliefs and stories they have carried from the past. These limiting beliefs whisper to them in quiet moments, telling them they are not good enough, that they cannot succeed, that they are defined by failure, disappointment, or circumstance. The danger of these beliefs is that they often masquerade as truth, convincing people that the life they have is the life they deserve, that their potential is capped by their past experiences, and that change is something reserved for others, not for them. But the reality is that these beliefs are not facts. They are mental constructs, narratives created over time, shaped by fear, doubt, and the influence of others. The moment a person realizes this, everything shifts. Understanding that the limitations we perceive are often self-imposed opens a doorway to true freedom. Releasing these beliefs requires courage because it challenges the familiar. The mind clings to what it knows, even if it is painful, because the unknown feels risky. Yet, growth and transformation demand stepping into that unknown, confronting the beliefs that have silently directed decisions, habits, and actions, and questioning their validity. When a person begins to examine their life through this lens, they recognize patterns that no longer serve them, that hold them back from achieving their goals and living authentically.
There are no more Sunday sermons you can hear to get you over that mountain. Like, there's nothing else to do and nothing else to hear but put the work in. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing else to do, man. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to say that, man. I'm going to say it, man. What I'm starting to understand, and it's nothing new, but it's more evident now. The people that are moving in that manner, they're separating themselves from people that aren't. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people have always moved like that, but I believe a lot of people are understanding now, kind of like that phrase or quote, whatever would say, you're going to move like the top five people you hang with or whatever it is. People understand that now. People understand that, hey man, if this brother or this sister ain't about that life of getting it out the mud or moving to the next level or quantum leaping or leaving this block, you know what I'm saying, or getting off this substance, or getting in corporate America or leaving this city, state, or country, if they're not in this time, if they're not in this mindset that it can be done, I can't even have any dealings with them. I can't even have any dealings with them is what a lot of people are understanding. You know what I'm saying? And all it comes down to, man, is it's really two things. Like, if you think about two things that are keeping people back, that are keeping you back, I'm talking to you, is, of course, it's going to be like a fear and discipline. That, like, I can't think of anything else. Like, because when I say the opportunities are here, AI is pretty much doing everything you need to do, even if you don't know how to get into something, you know. But like I was saying, it comes down to, all I can think of is fear and discipline. And I've talked about fear enough. Like, you know, that's just a, you know, fear is, getting over your fear is just a you thing. Like, nobody will ever be able to teach you enough or show you enough or give you any kind of gonad juice for you to overcome whatever fear it is you have to overcome. It ain't gonna happen. If it's a fear of you getting up in front of people talking, if it's a fear of you getting on a platform like YouTube talking, if it's a fear of you having to sell your product, if it's a fear of you having to put your knowledge or skill, you know, in position for somebody to scrutinize, if it's a fear of you losing your job, not understanding what's going to happen after that, if it's a fear of you being, you know, put in an arena where you're the only male or female or black person or Asian person or white person, you know, you're going to have to get over that fear, man. Nobody's ever going to be able to help you get over that fear. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know any other way to tell a person to get over that fear of failure, except finding self. I don't know any other way to say it. Like, once you find self and you become one with your higher mind and you become one with source, like, all that stuff is irrelevant.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I remember this is something that wise people know. And if you're young, if you have like a mentor like you did, who could tell you the truth, the ropes as they are, it will help save you years of misery. I remember when we were at American Apparel, it was the year 2007. The company was just about to go public. I was about to be put on the board of directors. And this man came to me who was like your investor. And he said, Robert, just make sure that Dove's doesn't mindlessly expand. Make the brand focused. Have it focused on one thing and then he will be successful. At the time, I thought that was interesting, but I didn't really have the guts to like explain that to Dove. But there are people out there who understand the truth of this. But the other thing about envy, like you say, you see your other friend doing crypto and they're having so much fun and making so much money. I tell you, it's bullshit. They're not having as much fun as you think, right? People create a front on Instagram or TikTok or wherever, where life seems so glorious. But they're never having as much fun as you might imagine. You know, in my book, Laws of Human Nature, I talk about Aristotle Onassis, who in the 60s was the wealthiest man in the world. He was married to John F. Kennedy's widow, Jacqueline Kennedy, Jacqueline Onassis. Who could be happier than that? He had yachts, etc. He was the most unhappiest, miserable person in the world, as Jacqueline Kennedy explained in her autobiography. He was such a mean-spirited, unhappy person. Yet everybody thought envied him because he had this beautiful wife and all that money. The people you envy are not doing nearly as well as you think. So don't let that influence your decisions in life.
You have glimpsed this truth in flashes, in moments of clarity, in sudden bursts of courage, but flashes fade, courage retreats, and the world returns with its demands. Not today. These 30 minutes are a shield against every voice that ever told you to stay small. They are a weapon against every doubt that ever convinced you to wait. They are the declaration that your future is not determined by your past, but by your next act of decision. But here is the part you must understand most clearly. You cannot drift through these minutes. Drift is the enemy. Drift is the thief. Drift is the quiet decay of ambition disguised as comfort. If you give me these minutes fully, your attention, your belief, your willingness, you will walk away changed. You will walk away with a mind that no longer negotiates with weakness. You will walk away with a spirit that no longer yields to fear. You will walk away with a clarity that makes indecision impossible. And once a man becomes impossible to indecision, he becomes impossible to defeat. So hold these minutes as sacred. Do not wander. Do not drift. Do not dilute them with doubt. For in these 30 minutes, you will learn how a single decision, held with unwavering definiteness, can uproot an entire lifetime of limitation. Now listen closely. Your future is watching how you receive the next words. Your destiny will obey what you decide today. Let these be the minutes that divide who you were from who you will become. Every life divides at a single unseen moment, the instant when thought ceases to be a wish and becomes a command. Until that hour, a man floats between two tides, the current of desire that pulls him forward and the current of fear that drags him back. But once decision is made, the currents obey him. Decision is the lever by which ordinary men lift their destiny from drift into design. Most never cross that invisible line. They whisper of what they want, yet never order it into being. They delay, hoping conditions will improve, seeking permission from time, from others, from luck. Life listens to such hesitation in silence, for it responds only to command. The moment a man speaks with definiteness, "I will," the universe stirs as if struck by a bell. Decision is the rarest form of power because it requires no resources other than will. The timid accumulate information and still remain uncertain. The strong decide and learn as they advance. When a man decides, he becomes whole. When he hesitates, he divides himself against himself. The undecided mind leaks energy as a broken pipe leaks water. No progress can come until it is sealed by definiteness. True decision leaves no back door. It is a covenant with one's own destiny. The weak speak of preference. The strong declare law. Every decision is a seed cast into eternity. Its roots reach into unseen soil the moment it is planted. What follows, action, resistance, failure, victory, is only the unfolding of that seed's command. Hesitation is the tax the fearful pay for their doubt. It splits the mind in two and robs it of magnetic power.
They see how often fear has dictated choices, how often doubt has silenced ambition, and how often self-imposed limitations have stood as barriers to their dreams. Breaking free from these constraints is not a one-time act. It is a process of conscious awareness, repeated action, and relentless commitment. Each time a person chooses to act in spite of a limiting belief, to speak a new truth about themselves, to pursue a goal that seems beyond reach, they weaken the grip of the past and strengthen the authority of the present. This transformation is both internal and external, reshaping not only the way a person thinks, but also the way they act, the relationships they cultivate and the opportunities they attract. It is a process of reclaiming personal power, of realizing that no external circumstance, opinion, or past experience has the power to define who they are unless they allow it. People who learn to release limiting beliefs discover an energy and freedom they may have never known existed. They begin to see setbacks as lessons, failures as feedback, and challenges as opportunities for growth. They recognize that their potential is not fixed, that their story is not written in stone, and that they can choose to redefine their identity, rewrite their narrative, and pursue ambitions that once seemed impossible. The journey toward releasing these mental chains requires persistence, self-compassion, and courage, because old patterns will resist, doubts will reappear, and fear will attempt to reclaim its influence. But with awareness and commitment, every step taken to dismantle limiting beliefs expands a person's capacity for success, fulfillment, and personal freedom. Every person has a story, a narrative they carry in their mind about who they are, what they are capable of, and what life has in store for them. For many, this story has been written by circumstances, by past failures, by the judgments of others, and by moments of doubt and fear. The challenge is that when we allow these external forces to write our story, we surrender control of our own lives. We begin to identify with limitations, setbacks, and past mistakes, believing they define us permanently. But the power to rewrite your narrative is one of the most liberating and transformative realizations a person can embrace. To rewrite your story means to actively challenge the scripts you've been following and to choose a narrative that aligns with the person you are becoming rather than the person you were. It begins with awareness, recognizing the beliefs and experiences that have shaped your current perspective. You must look at the story you tell yourself about your past, your identity, and your potential, and ask whether it is truly yours or merely inherited from external influences.
Because what everybody else is doing and thinking and talking about, it has nothing to do with you anymore. You're moving in your purpose now. It hasn't, you know, has nothing to do with you, man. So I would say fear is one thing, and the other one is, and this is where I believe a lot of people get hooked up or get caught up or get, it's that discipline factor. Because even once you get the go nas to say, okay, you know what? I have fear to do this thing. I have fear to start this business or whatever it is. Once you start that business, like, that's just the first step. The second step is that discipline to maintain it, man. You know, I believe this. I believe that some people just have, like, I believe everybody has certain things that they're just naturally good at and some things that maybe they're not, right? And I believe that when it comes to discipline, a lot of people can just say, hey, this is what I'm going to do and just do it. But I believe a lot of people have to work at that thing. Like I said, maybe a video ago or two ago, man, I said discipline is like a muscle. It's something that once you do it, like once you set your plan in place, once you have your recipe, once you have your formula, and you start moving in that direction, you got to understand, man, after you wake up that first day and start doing what you have to do, man, you're going to be getting some resistance. And a lot of people will hit that resistance, man, and just fall back and say, hey, you know what? I'm not about that life. Like, this thing is not for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was supposed to do these five things and I only did one. And they'll quit. Even after a week or 2 weeks, they'll say, hey, you know what? I'm only doing two or two and a half, you know, of these out of five things I got to be doing and I can't do it. So this is not for me. But it's just like going to the gym, man, building your bicep, man, or building some muscle. You got to get up every day and say, you know what? I didn't complete it yesterday, but I'm going to get this much better than I was yesterday.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.